Today is my birthday. Usually, in anticipation of a new age, I like to focus on cool elements of the number itself. For example, 67 is a prime number, so last year I could say I was in my prime. But now, at 68, I won't be able to say that again until I turn 71. To please my sense of whimsy, 68 is called a happy number, which means that if you repeatedly square its digits and add them up, you eventually get one. It would be nice to think that means this year will be a happy one. I was born in 1951 at the peak of the baby boom era, and it's amusing and weird to be turning 68 at the exact moment when OK Boomer is peaking as a meme meant to somehow shame us old people in a new and trendy way simply for being our age. The reason OK Boomer went viral last week was that the New Zealand Green Party MP, Chloe Swarbrick, was giving a speech in favor of stricter carbon emission standards when she was rudely interrupted by a representative of the National Party, which refuses to acknowledge the damage climate change is already doing, much less the catastrophic damage it will continue to do, exacerbated specifically because so many people in power in New Zealand, the United States, and elsewhere have for so long ignored the science. Swarbrick was in the middle of her speech and justifiably wanted a quick way to shut him up so she could finish. I just wish there were a clever word summing up people who deny science and twist information to promote short-sighted, selfish goals rather than one that insults a whole generation. Following the golden rule to ensure that our air, water, and land are clean for future generations and protecting our natural resources for the future would seem to be no-brainers. I've always talked about how blue jays planted oak forests after glaciation, collecting and burying fertile acorns wherever melting glaciers gave them an opening. The jays may not have thought this through. They simply cache away food stores that they themselves might want someday, so their providing for future generations may have been a literal no-brainer. Arguably, we humans have more brain power than birds, but some use those brains to fight tooth and nail against the Clean Air and Clean Water Acts back in the 1970s and to weaken them since their passage. Propaganda campaigns to make people think that climate change is controversial among scientists are promoted by the same energy companies that are gearing up to take advantage as polar ice melts. Selling advertising to them is how millennial Mark Zuckerberg became a billionaire. When Greta Thunberg did her big tour, the photos that most moved me depicted the 16-year-old girl and 84-year-old Jane Goodall together. These two people, so far apart in age, are both dedicating their lives to making this planet better for the future. Both of these two people are following the golden rule, treating the planet, its creatures, and future people as they'd like to be treated, and going so much above and beyond the call of duty makes them both heroes. Which generation they belong to is irrelevant. Dividing people into arbitrary age categories fosters distrust and squanders our energy as we look for scapegoats rather than for real-world solutions. As species disappear, oceans rise, and pollution grows apace, we must resist this divide-and-conquer strategy and start planting our acorns together as blue jays do. It's a no-brainer. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.